wrote an interesting piece titled "Retailers Want Sales Tax Levied Online Too." Dawson, good morning.
Morning, Tony.
What gave you the idea to write this story?
Well, the Michigan Retailers Association has turned it into like a crusade. It's become sort of their top issue, and they have really started to pound hard on us and on the legislature to do something about what they view as an existential threat.
Dawson, from what you understand, how would a sales tax be levied? Would it just be for the state? Would it be a federal tax? And I understand there's some implications with the federal tax law and even the Constitution on how this could be levied.
Right. This is actually moving on two tracks, both at the state and federal level. And I think everyone agrees that a real solution from the point of view of the brick and mortar retailers, that you know, the people that run stores, is on the federal level, because the federal courts over the course of the last 20 or 30 years have essentially ruled that states cannot impose the obligation to collect their sales and use tax on retailers that aren't physically located within their jurisdiction. This is the state sales tax that they're trying to collect. That's the one that the 6% in Michigan that we all are accustomed to paying when we stop at Walmart. But if you shop online or by phone from a retailer that's out of state, often they won't collect it, and the home state retailers view that as a distinctly unfair disadvantage to them.
So, how do you think this is going to move forward via legislation?
It's a little hard to say. What they're trying to do on the state level is sort of yoke some of these the giant out-of-state online retailers into the state system by creating what they call a nexus, that is a connection to Michigan that they otherwise wouldn't have, like with Amazon, which is one of the biggest offenders in their view. Amazon uses a lot of affiliate operations like websites that are run out of Michigan have agreements with Amazon to sort of promote their products, and having that kind of a relationship with an organization in Michigan would create the nexus that would require Amazon to collect the tax for all of the products that they sell to people in Michigan.
All right, Dawson, before I let you go, just a curious question. From your perspective, do you think that the Rick Snyder administration is easier to work with or more challenging than Jennifer Granholm's? And by that I mean, is it easier for you to get to the people that you need to get interviews with the governor and anyone else?
They're accessible. I wouldn't say that they're necessarily all that much more accessible than the previous administration. They've had a clearer agenda often, so it's made our jobs easier because we understand what they're trying to do. Oftentimes with the Granholm administration, you'd get one sense of where they were headed from one official, and then a day later hear something that directly contradicted it from somebody else, and that wasn't really a matter of accessibility. It was just a matter of trying to figure out what the heck they were trying to do.
All right, Dawson Bell's the fine writer with the Detroit Free Press. Go to freep.com, and you can find out all things that are going on at the state capitol. Dawson, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
You too.